What's good? It's your boy Busama, and I got my boy Q.
Yo, yo, it's Rox, baby.
Welcome back to the Q&A show. And for today's special guest, we got that boy Y&E, Bozo, Neighborhood. Yes, sir, how you doing?
I'm cooling, man.
Good.
You know what time it is.
Man, it's been a minute, bro, since I last seen you, bro. How's life been? How's everything for you?
Man, fast paced, you feel me? Trying to get to it.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Young niggas eat, man. We out here.
Yes, sir. So, for today's podcast, man, we're just going to deep dive and get to know Bozo, see what upcoming events he got, upcoming music, and all that in a bag of chips. So, man, let's talk about this new music, Drama Time.
Yeah. Well, I made that when I was in the joint. You feel me? I was in the hole. And when you go to the hole, you ain't got shit to do but write music. And the mindset I had was like, fuck everybody, bro. I'm finna travel back to how we used to get down.
Yes,
you feel me? And I just was like, man, drama. We used to be on drama, on smoke. You feel me? So, and I come off that concept, drama, like Drama Time, bro. You feel me? And I just like, yeah, drama time.
Okay.
And it just started coming and coming and coming. And I spit facts, bro. Everything I say in my rap be facts.
No, that's true. That's true off rip. That's true. So let me ask you this. So when was it a time when you were in the hole that like your whole mind shifted and you was just like, all right, when I get out, I'm finna get on my shit. I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? Start making music and go crazy. Cause right now you literally, you and Trippy got through the streets going crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, I can't say in the hole, bro. I'm gonna keep it a band with you. Motherfuckers used to get off what we call yaks and just freestyle. You feel me? And motherfuckers, like older dudes, like, he know what it is. Yeah, he know what time
facts,
it is.
Facts.
Like older dudes in there be like, hey, little nigga, hey, keep, bro, go get out and get on. You feel me? Like, y'all playing with it. Get out and get on. Feel me? All the older dudes, I'm like, yeah, man. When I get out, I'ma get on. I told him that, and I'm standing on that, bro.
Facts.
You feel me?
When did you start rapping?
Let me ask you that.
Playing with it at, like, age 10, 11, you know what I'm saying? Playing with it. I started taking it serious at about age 15, 16, you know what I'm saying? With alongside Trippy, C-Note, Trapo, you know what I'm saying? And we started a group called BMG in like 2013, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like the vibe, so we had to branch off and come, you know what I'm saying? Our own lane, you know what I'm saying? We did that like in the joint for real. Everybody is crazy because everybody got locked up and we was all together, bro. So we plotted on a label, plotted on clothing lines.
I seen the clothing line.
Yeah, we plotted on everything, bro. And we the type to do that shit for real. You feel me? We don't just talk and play around, bro. We talk and do that shit. You feel me?
Facts. Yes, sir.
Stand on that business.
Yes, sir. You got any questions, D?
Shit, I just want to know, like, what gives you the drive? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody been through it all. Not everybody, but a lot of niggas been through it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me what, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what gives me drive is, man, all my dead homies, man. That's the number one drive. You feel me? They ain't here right now, bro. So I'm living. They living through me. So I gotta make sure I'm living up to the expectations of the dead homies. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's true.
That's real fact.
That's the most drive I can. You feel me? That's it.
Yeah, that's all you need, really. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this one. When you knew that you were coming home, and that first day of getting out, how was that feeling? How was that, like, what was the first thing you ate?
I would say some pussy, but I'd be lying. what was it, bro? I ain't gonna lie, I had to go to the halfway house. So I ate some nasty shit, basically like the same shit I was eating in prison, just a little upgraded version.
Okay.
Feeling like some pasta. I think they had pizza or some shit, but it was homemade pizza, you feel me? But I don't care about eating, bro. I'm trying to check a bag.
Oh God, oh God.
Oh God. When I got out, money was on my mind, bro.
Is there?
Straight up.
So, let me ask you this. So, like, for the youth out there, you know, because I'm almost 1,000% sure we all know kids that got one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who wants to rap but wants to be in the streets?
Yeah.
What would your one positive message be to that youth?
And I'll tell them, like, man. Like my older homies used to tell us, man, the streets gonna always be here. You feel me? It's up to you if you gonna stay in this motherfucker or not. You feel me? Everybody got minds. You feel me? Everything comes from the mind. You feel me? So if you use your mind, bro, do the right thing, you're gonna be on. You're gonna get on. That's what we on.
Facts.
We ain't out here gang banging. We ain't out here posted on blocks with sticks no more. That's them young niggas is on that, you feel me? But nigga, that ain't what it is. Yeah. Get that bread, bro. Check it real bad. Go get you a motherfucking loan. Do what you gotta do, bro, on a business, you know what I'm saying, the business avenue, bro.
Yes, sir.
Clothing line, all that shit popping right now. Black communities, bro, is popping again with the money, bro. Clothing lines, everybody's keeping the shit in the community now, nigga.
So let me ask you this one. So you got any questions?
I'm about to say, shit. How easy was it for you to separate yourself, you know what I'm saying, mentally
other one.
From the streets just to get focused on your music?
I say extremely hard.
Yeah.
It's hard because there's so much shit you gotta do, bro. Like, as a grown man now, I was a kid when I was last out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't had no responsibilities, no bills, none of that shit, you feel me? I was just living house to house, bitch to bitch, you feel me? And like I'm saying, gang banging, bro. I wouldn't worry about, you feel me, the next job interviews or nothing like that or nothing, bro. So it'd be hard for me like to just say fuck everybody and go do my own thing. Mm. It's not hard for me to get to it, yeah. But it's hard for me to just say fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's the hard part, like getting on my selfish shit.
Exactly.
That's on my bully mode. That's hard. You feel me? But I'm still fucking with certain motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But it's supposed to be solo right now, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? To really get the shit to roll like it's supposed to roll.
Let me ask you this about sports, because I remember growing up, bro.
Oh, yeah, I used to go crazy.
Baller used to go nuts. I'm talking about. Baller was the beast mode before beast mode, bro.
And that's no cap, man.
Yeah.
That's no cap.
Track, bro. Football, and all wrestling.
That. My son got some running back.
What?
Yeah. Gotta be running back.
You see me in the flag football in the joint.
Man, but let's go nuts.
Yeah, I be thinking about that shit too. Like, bro, I could have made it. Either way it goes.
To the youth?
Man, find your niche, bro. You feel me? Find what you want to do, for real. And stick to it. You know what I'm saying? I gave up on football and all that shit because I wasn't willing to put in the work. I'm just being honest, bro. I didn't want to train. I didn't want to listen to nobody. I was had my savage turned up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to listen to no car. I told the coach, fuck you. I'm done. You feel me? When I was at Dowling Catholic High School.
Yeah, man. Everybody wanted this.
I told him, nigga, you a bitch. I beat your ass. You feel me? And kicked me off the team, bro. Damn. I went from the best high school to the worst high school.
Damn.
From Dowling to North High School.
That's real. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man.
Who's that? Oh, Paige.
So let me ask you this. So is there any upcoming music out? I mean, that's gonna come from you in the near future?
Yeah, man, me and 17 Trippy had a conversation, and I that's one person I really listen to, you feel me? Because he's gonna steer me into the right direction. Even though I know where direction I should go, and he's gonna make sure I'm keeping my mind on that direction, you feel me? And we agree that I'm gonna drop this shit called Under Pressure for y'all.
Mm. Talk about saying? That. Yeah. Under Pressure, I feel like that's gonna be a banger,
bro. When you under pressure,
go ahead.
First thing up. Nah, it's just about being under pressure, bro. Don't fold under pressure. Basically, that's what the whole concept of the song is. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers out here snitching, being gay, folding under that pressure, you feel me? Yeah. Other gay shit, you feel me? Folding under the pressure of just anything, bro. Don't fold.
Facts.
And that's what it's about.
That's facts. That's facts. Okay, let me ask you this one. What's some game that you can give to the youth, like as far as like that you learned while you was down and stuff like that?
10 toes, man. Stand on your 10 toes, bro. Your 4-5, or you're just upright, independent, and fierce. Probably don't know what that means. It just means like just be you, true to yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody.
Fuck everybody. So, top five Des Moines artists that you want to look, I mean, that you're looking forward to look, I mean, working with.
Obviously, I can't say the 17 Trippy because I already got stuff with him. So, can't say C-No either. I'm just going to leave them out. I don't know, man.
Racks is going crazy.
Yeah, I just got out here. I ain't even really peeped everybody yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the people that's rapping. People been hitting me up, though, but I've been so busy. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to really, like, sit down and listen to their shit when I got my shit going on.
That's true.
You feel me? So, when I sit down, though, I'll get a name, a list of names for you.
So, with this whole COVID going on, has it been, like, have like, your creative side been... You know, stopping a little bit, or is it?
Nah, we go to the booth, bro, and I promise you, we drop like 3 to 4 songs every time, bro.
Yeah,
you don't stop shit.
That's facts. Hell yeah.
Okay, you got anything for it, man?
Man, I just want to know like how far you want to take it, like you know what I mean,
man.
Where exactly are you trying to take it?
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real, bro.
Years.
There's no limits. There's no limits, bro.
So,
like Master P type shit, there's no limits to this shit.
Where do you see yourself in 5 minutes?
In five minutes?
I mean, not five minutes. Five years, my bad.
In 5 years, I see myself probably posted in the A, man. This big ass mansion, bro. With like bad bitches walking around half naked, cleaning up every motherfucking thing. Cooking, you feel me? Little big ass bully pit bulls running around that bitch, you feel me? Just a lavish life in like 5 years, bro. I'm gonna be up, you feel me?
Hey, you said Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Atlanta though, like five. Just because it's the culture, you feel me? It's Black Hollywood in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm trying to go
where we can win.
Who's like some artist that's popping now that you listen to or get influenced from?
I like Tusi.
Ooh.
Lil Durk, Lil Baby, Da Baby. And then you know the normal Drake, Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying, all of them, man. Them is really who I used to look up to when I first started rapping. We was trying to be like Drake and Wayne, you know.
Yeah,
now we trying to be like Bozo, Trippy, C-No, Too Hot, Too Cool. We trying to be us. Now we done found our voices, you feel me? So now it's time to just apply that pressure.
How was you able to find your voice? Because I remember...
The joint. Being in the hole, singing? Bro, being in the hole, you doing some strange shit. It'll have you walking back and forth, having conversations with yourself. Walking back and forth, having conversations with the devil.
Yeah.
You feel me? Any bro, anybody went to the hole, bro, done found them with something. You feel me? Niggas be coming out the joint. I mean, out the hole, nigga, with business plans and shit. Damn. Get out and really do that shit.
Fact.
Like, that's what that shit do to you. It fucks you up in a lot of ways, but at the same time, you can make, you know what I'm saying? You can make it a better situation if you really do that shit.
No, that's fact.
You know what I'm saying?
So we'll call this segment Stories from the Cell. So tell us one funny
listen to this. Tell us one funny story that happened while you was locked down.
There's so much bullshit, bro, going on, bro. I seen a CO get knocked the fuck out. I'm talking about, bro. The nigga, he was hype. He was all hype and shit.
Yeah.
And I know him. I used to cut his hair and shit. So I go up to the cell. He owed me a deodorant because you could pay. That's how they pay motherfuckers in the joint with deodorant and shit. So I slid up there like, hey, let me get a deodorant. He like, all right. He gave it to me through the chuck hole because we was locked down. I was in the max facility and shit. Mm-hmm. So he like, bro, go get in the shower and order your commissary, cause when I come out, I'm beating the fuck out that CO down there. He's a clown, so I didn't take it serious. So I'm like, yeah, all right, got my deodorant. That's all I was thinking about.
Facts.
I come back out, now I got my radar on, my prison radar. I'm just feeling the vibe, bro. I'm like, oh, something's off around this motherfucker. And he get to walking around the CO desk, cracked his ass, bah! I'm like, damn. The nigga was sleep. Hey, the CO was sleep, bro. He spit on him like, bitch. I said, you might as well stump him out. Nah, they finna come in this bitch. They finna come in this bitch and fuck you up.
That's funny.
For real. For real.
What's the situation that you got in that you think that helped molded you, like your whole thought process and stuff like that, that you learned from?
In prison? Probably, I don't know, bro. There's a lot of shit, so much shit, bro, that happened that molded me, bro. One big thing is my oldest brother. His name is Kenny Rushing, bro. He's a multi-millionaire type shit. He sent me this packet of like all his accomplishments and shit like that, then just a short little letter to me and shit. And that just made me like, damn, bro, he rich as fuck. That's what I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be owned and rich as fuck.
Yeah,
so I'm
fact.
Like, what I gotta do? So he like, man, read books. I started just reading, bro. Everything I be doing, bro, I done read about. You know what I'm saying? Everything I do, bro, is from a book, for real, for real.
What's
hood novels, from hood novels to motherfucking growth and development books, for real.
So
all
damn,
that shit.
So like, describe the lane that you in, and describe what you gotta do to maintain that.
Well, my lane?
Yeah.
As far as music?
Yeah, like music and life pretty much, cause it intertwines.
Well, I'm in the fast lane, bro, like, but I'm trying not to crash, you feel me? The only way I could maintain the lane that I'm in, bro, is keep myself around positive vibes. Like, I only got like 10 niggas that I really fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Really, really fuck with.
Sure, sir.
Everybody else, I fuck with them too, but there's only a few niggas that I really feel like behind me, for real, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just make sure I keep my circle tight, bro, and dot my I's, cross my T's, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's dangerous out here. I stay dangerous. For real.
Yes, sir. My man, Bozo, man. It's been a minute since I seen you, bro. Dead ass, bro. let me ask you this, bro, before we close up this podcast, bro. What is one thing that you're looking forward to in 2021? And one thing that the viewers and the people can look forward to?
I ain't gonna lie, man. I need a baby. So y'all gonna have a miniature me out in this motherfucking 2022. for real, man.
You say that?
Cause I'm slaying shit, bro.
Facts.
Like, I know I'm finna, bro. I'm you feel me? I'm slaying shit.
He said I'm slaying shit.
For real. And when I take one serious, bro, I'm putting baby in it.
Hey, that's how I'm seeing it, too. That's how I'm seeing it, but.
Shit, I keep it a van, cause you know me, cuz, no filter. For real.
We got balls on the building, man, I swear.
You wanna say something before we close out, man?
Man, I'm just glad to see you out, man.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Glad to see you out south. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I know you're gonna stay out. I'm just looking forward to your music, bro.
Yeah, it's some crazy shit finna come. Hit the streets.
How about, before we close out, how about like your Y&E t-shirts and stuff like that?
Man, we got them on deck. You feel me? I'm finna come out with it like
that
a track.
Hard.
So on some tracksuit shit, you feel me? Like, for the springtime, come out with like a tracksuit. You can really just custom. Just tell me how you want it. You feel me? Hit me up on the book, on Instagram, on Snap, and tell me what you want. And I'm gonna just get you together like that. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Straight like that.
Again, man, this is Q&A podcast, man, my boy.
It's your boy, man, Rax.
Man, we with Y&E Bozo, man. Appreciate you.
Gang neighborhood.
So much for coming through, bro.
It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
We gonna have him back on the podcast for another one when he drops some more new music.
Heat, yes, pressure. Man.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
Straight like that.